We are talking about literacy, as the 4th of September is the Indigenous Literacy Day. And we are now joined by Indigenous Literacy Foundation CEO Ben Bowen. Hello, Ben, and thank you for joining us on NITV Radio today.
Morning, and thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. Ben, can we please first ask you who your people are and where you come from?
Yeah, I'm Ben Bowen. I'm a Wiradjuri Gandagara man. So a lot of my family come from Western New South Wales and Western Sydney as well. And we've got connections far up into far North Queensland as well through my pop side of the family.
Thank you very much. Now, let's look at the literacy and the situation for Indigenous children in Australia. What is their situation when it comes to literacy?
Look, literacy is a funny one. I think mainstream Australia is still struggling to define what this is. And look, we see through data challenges present themselves in remote communities in particular, but for all children. And what we do at the ILF is really focus on the strengths-based approach of focusing on what our kids can do and giving them opportunities to not only demonstrate the strengths, but really practice that and bring it to the forefront. So we do work with young kids as well as elders, and we don't see a literacy gap in terms of kids falling behind. We see kids that are writing books and becoming published authors from a very young age, right through to elders as well.
That's awesome. I wanted to ask about that. You kind of answered my question, but this is your approach when your strategy is sharing excellence. So what are the areas that you focus on in children?
Look, a lot of the time, it is not really the ILS focus. We are community-led, so we listen to what the community are really aspiring to do in this space. And what it is telling their own stories and bringing their languages to the publishing industry and more broadly to the market so that they can celebrate language and culture on the pages of books. That is what we're looking at. And, you know, it's incredibly hard to become a published author in this world. It's probably 1% or 2% of the population that are lucky enough to have their work published. And that's the work we are doing is bringing young kids and right through to elders into that space and bringing them into that top 1% to 2% of the population that are published authors.
That sounds incredible. But I guess a lot of hard work for the kids and the elders to do this, to publish their own work.
Yeah, look, it is a labour of love for them. We do joke about it that our elders and our community more broadly, we are a storytelling culture. Like we do joke that the hardest part of our job is turning a story that goes from 3 or 4 days into something we can put onto 20 pages on a board book. So it's incredibly difficult to tell stories in every format, and that's what we're working on is trying to create a publishing industry that supports the work of community to bring their stories to the forefront, but bring their stories to the forefront in a way that they want to tell them and capture them as well. So, yeah, it's no shortage of skill or ability or love of hard work there. It is all part of the process, but it is incredibly hard to try to narrow that down from big stories to something that we can capture young kids' attention or young adults' attention as well. Growing up, we would be raised on stories that we may hear the same story, you know, 100, 200 times, but the layering of knowledge in there always gave you new insight. And that's what we're trying to replicate with these books is that attention to detail or the ability for people to be present when they engage in the content. And that's ever more important in this world is, you know, it's too easy to be distracted or to be doing multiple things at the same time and never really fully engaging with a story or content or language. And that's what we want to try to reverse a little bit and have young people fully immersed and engaged in language, culture and their people.
Absolutely. And on your webpage, you also say you're differing from the closing the gap narrative, and you already kind of mentioned that. Why is that? But can we elaborate a little bit more?
Yeah, look, we moved away from closing the gap because that is a big government, federal sort of movement, and it is incredibly hard to move that dial. There are some flaws in that logic as well, that our kids in community may speak 5 or 6 different languages before English, and to test them solely in English doesn't truly capture their knowledge or their skill set or their capabilities. And that's what we're showing through our work, is by removing some barriers for them to demonstrate their capabilities, these young people are turning around incredible books. You know, like, we've got books coming out of Rec Bay this year for ILD, which is two incredible books. One's a short book about two boys' journey, but another one, these young people have turned poetry, and they're telling their stories through poetry and language and art, and it's incredible. And this is what we want to celebrate, because when people are confident or people are centered in their culture, they will always excel. That's the piece we want to show, is that strength and that confidence to have a go at something and then build them up to the next challenge. And unfortunately, in the mainstream schools, it is difficult to make that, that sort of allowance to those young people. But we, sitting outside those schooling systems, can make those allowances and can show how strong and how deep the wisdom, knowledge and capability of these young people are.
Can we maybe say some numbers? Because I know you've published a lot of books and you worked with a lot of communities. So can we have some insight into that as well?
We work right around the country. We through our programs, we service about 426 different communities around Australia now. This year, our programs will probably expand to a few more, up to about over 450 different Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. So we are in a really privileged position that the work we do in supporting books getting out to those communities, we are trusted to come in. We are trusted to be bringing culturally relevant material to them and bringing the material that they would love to use to speed up their literacy aspirations. And the other side of that, we are working with a range of communities out of that 426 this year, is we are working with them to capture their stories, to bring their stories to life on the pages of books and record them as either bilingual books or books in English or books purely in their home language, that they can start celebrating and creating incomes through the royalty streams as well.
And my last topic I would like to talk about today is the Indigenous Literacy Day. So what is it?
Yeah, so the Indigenous Literacy Day is a date that the ILF created a very, very long time ago. And it is a celebration around what community are doing in this space. And once again, this is focusing on the strength. And this year, we've got the theme of being a voice for country. And it's a very important theme that goes back a very, very long way. It's a custodial role that we've always had for over 60,000 years, that we voice the aspirations and the care needs for country, and we continue to do that to this day. So this year we're bringing some communities together to launch three books in particular from around the country, and we're bringing stories from a number of other communities down on our live stream and our pre-record as well, to tell what it is to be a voice for country and tell their stories and tell what it means to them to continue a huge cultural practice that, as I said, has survived for over 60,000 years, and we continue to practice that every day, and we will continue that strength-based approach to continue to look after country and make sure that, you know, everyone is healthy and everyone is surviving and thriving into the future.
How can our listeners join the celebrations?
There's a nice little link on the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. So if they go to our website at www.indigenousliteracy.org.au, there's a challenge for us. And there's a link there for ILD, and they can register there for the pre-record event, and they can register as a group and run an event themselves. Or if they're at a school, they can book to have the live stream come in and they can get their school groups together and celebrate that. If it's a workplace, they can pull up and do a pre-record and just celebrate that day and listen to the stories and listen to multiple voices from around the country celebrate the work that they've done this year.
Awesome. Well, Ben, thank you so much for taking your time to talk to us on NITV Radio.
And thank you so much for having us.
That was Ben Bowen, the CEO of Indigenous Literacy Foundation.